AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the White House, President Obama says he and Chinese President Xi Jinping have been talking about cyber theft.
I indicated that it has to stop. The United States government does not engage in cyber economic espionage for commercial gain. And today, I can announce that our two countries have reached a common understanding on the way forward.
Obama threatened sanctions against cyber criminals. The president said the U.S. and China are addressing their disagreements candidly and constructively. Human rights is another issue the two sides disagree about. In New York, at the site of the 9/11 attacks, Pope Francis said the world can build peace from its differences.
Give us the wisdom and courage to work tirelessly for a world where true peace and love reign among nations and in the hearts of all.
Francis says the world must throw away feelings of hate and revenge. We should be hearing soon from House Speaker John Boehner that he is resigning from Congress. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has reaction from Capitol Hill.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praised Speaker Boehner, saying he put country and institution before self and never gave in.
Speaker Boehner was able to transform a broken and dispirited Republican minority into the largest Republican majority since the 1920s.
Top Senate Democrat Harry Reid also praised Boehner, but noted the challenges he faced from the right in his party.
John Boehner's been pragmatic. He realizes there comes times when you have to make a deal.
Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, said Boehner's decision to step down shows House Republicans are in disarray. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Iran is blaming Saudi Arabia for the disaster at the Hajj that killed more than 700 people. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 218 points. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen has appointed Matthias Mueller, the head of its Porsche brand, as the embattled company's new CEO. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is pledging to get Greece out of its financial crisis by 2019.
Greece's newly re-elected prime minister wants fast-track negotiations with the country's bailout creditors, with a view to bringing the country out of its debilitating financial crisis within 3 years. He's told his first cabinet meeting that by the end of his four-year mandate, he also hopes to have extracted Greece from strict supervision by creditors. His first urgent priority will be to launch talks on reducing the country's crippling debt burden and boost the country's battered banking system. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two beaches in Los Angeles are closed. Crews are cleaning up hypodermic needles, condoms, and other waste that have washed ashore. The waste was spotted in the sand Wednesday. Excessive bacteria levels were found in the water. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.